Welcome to this demonstration of making a call via your iPhone from your Mac. And of course, for this to work, you'll need to be on the same iCloud account for both your iPhone and your Mac. Have handoff enabled on both your Mac and your iPhone. Be on the same Wi-Fi network. Your iPhone needs to be near your Mac. And you'll have to enable iPhone calling for both FaceTime on your Mac and your iPhone. Once you have all that set up, it's very easy to make an outgoing phone call on your Mac. You can do it from a phone number in an email, in a document, from your contacts list. I'm actually going to do it from FaceTime itself to show you how to make an outgoing phone call just using your number row on your Mac keyboard, and also the fact that you can actually use an automated system to put in the appropriate numbers to navigate an online automated menu. So as usual, I've got my Mac turned on, VoiceOver is running, and I've got my iPhone here as well, of course. So let me just launch FaceTime, and I've got a shortcut key for that, so I'll do that now.
FaceTime, window, close button.
And now all I need to do is just type in the phone number that I want to manually dial. I'm using the top number row on my keyboard. Type it in now.
And selection replaced.
Okay, press enter to select it.
0293343334. Selected.
And bring up my context menu for VoiceOver, which is Shift V O M or Shift Control Option M.
Menu, 17 items.
And come down.
Create new contact ellipsis. Add to existing contact ellipsis. Call 0293343334 using iPhone.
So call this number using the iPhone. Press the enter key.
Close now in window. Mute. Uncheck checkbox.
Okay, and focus is moved to the checkbox on the screen. There's the phone calling.
Welcome to Audix. For help at any time, press star 4. Please enter extension and hash.
Okay, I'm just going to turn my volume up a bit on my Mac. So I'm going to put in my login number and press hash.
Enter password and hash.
And I'm going to put in my password and press hash.
Dialed or bridge.
No new messages. To record messages, press 1. To receive messages,
okay, and keep in mind, this is actually using my Mac. So I can speak into my Mac, and of course it's using the iPhone to make the call. So if I wanted to change my voicemail for the day, I'm going to press 3.
For internal and external calls, greeting 1. Active. To listen to a greeting, press 0. To create, change, or delete a greeting, press 1.
I want to change it. 1.
To cancel greetings, press 2. Enter greeting number.
And I'm going to change my greeting number 1. Press 1 again.
Greeting 1. Recorded and active for internal and external calls. To listen to greeting 1, press 0. To re-record, press 1.
I want to re-record,
when
press
finished,
1.
Press hash.
Press hash to finish.
When finished recording, press hash to confirm or 1 to edit your message. Record at the tone.
You've reached the voicemail box for David Woodbridge at Vision Australia. Please leave a message after the tone and I'll call you back as soon as I can. Thank you. I just pressed hash or shift 3.
Greeting 1. Confirmed and active for internal and external calls. To listen to a greeting, press 0.
And if I want to listen to it back, press 0.
Enter greeting number.
Enter greeting number, 1.
You've reached the voicemail box for David Woodbridge at Vision Australia. Please leave a message after the tone and I'll call you back as soon as I can. Thank you.
To listen to greeting 1. Again, press 0. To re-record, press 1. To review status, press 2.
And of course, I could actually use this to hang up.
Press hash.
Or if I jump to the bottom of my screen in FaceTime.
End button.
There's the end button. Let me just turn VoiceOver down again now that we're no longer using the online system. Okay, there's. So if I go to the bottom of the screen.
End button.
And choose end.
Press end button.
I'm now off the call. Now I'll just show you quickly how to do that similar thing from a document. I won't go through the automated system. I'm going to show you how to dial the number, then we'll hang up. So if I bring up text edit with another shortcut key that I've got.
Text edit, untitled, window, edit text.
Okay, I'm going to type in the same phone number again. Okay, and I'm just going to highlight that number.
02933433334. Selected.
Okay, and the same deal. Bring up the context menu with Shift VOM.
Menu, 19 items.
Okay, come down.
Create new contact, add to existing contact. Call 02933433334 using iPhone.
And same deal again, hit the enter key.
FaceTime, window, call.
So it switched over to FaceTime. Focuses on the call button. So if I do VO spacebar on the call
if
button.
Current, press call button.
Welcome to Audix. For help at any time.
Okay, I have to
load them
up.
Star 4. Please enter extension and hash.
I'm back on my online system. Turn the volume down a bit. Jump to the end of the screen.
End button.
And choose end with VO spacebar.
Press end button. You are currently on a close button.
Just close down FaceTime.
Text edit. Untitled.rtf window.
And I'm back in text edit. So that gives you some idea of how to make phone calls using your Mac via your iPhone. I hope you've enjoyed this quick, short demonstration. And as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.